This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister will proclaim the adoption of the Delhi Declaration by all the member states. The Delhi Declaration is a visionary roadmap to elevate the region's aviation sector to new heights. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu inaugurated the conference in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Naidu was elected the chairman of the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation. He called for strategic investments in Asia-Pacific aviation infrastructure to accommodate 3.5 billion annual passengers by 2035. He emphasized that India aims to increase women's participation in the aviation workforce to 25% by 2025. Tarang Shakti Phases 2, the largest multinational air exercise hosted by the Indian Air Force, is underway in Jodhpur, Rajasthan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today witnessed the aerial display of attack helicopter Prachand, Sarang, Surya Kiran and fighter jet LCA Tejas. Speaking on the occasion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this exercise is aimed at showcasing the country's military capabilities and strengthening international cooperation among the participating nations. He said Tarang Shakti is a medium to build cooperation and mutual trust between the friendly countries. Lauding the country's rising military might, Mr. Singh said earlier India used to import defence equipment, but now it is already exporting defence products to 90 countries. He said the country is manufacturing defence equipment as per its need and building cooperation with friendly countries to manufacture high-tech and niche defence products of other countries also. This strategically significant exercise has drawn participation from various countries, featuring a diverse array of fighter jets and aircraft. On the sidelines of this exercise, IAF has organized the India Defence Aviation Exposition, IDAX 24, which was inaugurated by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In the exposition, several defence public sector undertakings, DRDO, private industries and start-ups are participating. They have showcased a wide range of defence products and technologies. The filing of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. In Haryana, nominations can be withdrawn till the 16th of this month. Voting for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of October. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of September. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. The Aam Aadmi Party has announced its sixth list for the Haryana Assembly elections today. The list consists of 19 candidates. The party has fielded Prem Garg from Panchkula seat, while Kamal Bisla will contest from Fatehabad seat. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a two-day visit to Switzerland beginning today. This is the third and final leg of his three-nation visit to Saudi Arabia, Germany and Switzerland. In Geneva, the External Affairs Minister will meet heads and representatives of international organizations with whom India is actively engaged. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have recovered a substantial quantity of ammunition and explosives from Kupwara district. Based on specific intelligence inputs, a joint operation was launched by security forces in the Keran sector. In Bangladesh, the interim government has announced the setting up of six commissions to bring reform in six major sectors, including the constitution. In a televised speech to the nation last evening, Chief Advisor Professor Muhammad Yunus said the sectors are the constitution, electoral system, the judiciary, the police, anti-corruption commission and public administration. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over east, west, northeast and central regions of the country during the next 4 days. In hockey, defending champions India will face South Korea in their fourth pool match at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy Tournament at Ulaanbaatar in China today. The match will start in a short while from now. And with that, we end this news bulletin.